The deadline of the governors for government formation is over for the Sena right now. Nitya Thackeray says he's met with the governor, said they want 48 hours time. The governor says no. But he says the governor hasn't rejected their claim for government formation. What does that mean? Everyone is currently unclear. Meanwhile, the Congress says no decision yet. Flashpoint Jawaharlal Nehru University again. Students protest a fee hike as they clash with the police. The HRD minister assures them the issue will be looked into. India's industrial production worsens, contracts from -1.1% to -4.3%. Also, auto sales are also down. Well, one day after the Ayodhya verdict, the process of the trust formation for the Ram temple begins. Lata Mangeshkar was in hospital after a chest infection. She's now returned home, says her family, and is stable. Lalu Prasad Yadav, Tejaswi Yadav's son, is criticized for his sky-high birthday on this chartered plane. Is the current, well, complete confusion in Maharashtra? This comes after reports coming in from Sena and NCP sources that the Congress is on board with giving outside support to a Sena-NCP government. Then came the twist in the tale from the Congress. Now, they're the smallest partner in this four-way Maharashtra fight. They've said no decision has been taken yet. In fact, now the General Secretary in charge of Maharashtra, Mallikarjun Kharge, Ahmed Patel, Sonia Gandhi's political aide and KC Venugopal are currently rushing to Mumbai as we speak. Earlier, a Sena delegation met the governor, says we are in a position to form government, but we need 48 hours. The governor said no. Let's just listen to what Aditya Thackeray said after that meeting.
The governor, honorable governor, had called us. We spoke to His Excellency. We've asked him for 48 hours extension because we have, as per the wordings of the letter, we have expressed our willingness to form government. We are still willing to form government to give a stable and honestful, truthful, honest government to Maharashtra. Mr. Eknath Shindeji had received the letter yesterday, and as per the letters, we have fulfilled our duty today. We have expressed our willingness to form the government. However, we've asked for an extension of 48 hours to fulfill all procedure. वो 48 आवर्स उन्होंने रिजेक्ट किए, लेकिन हमारा क्लेम अभी तक लीगली और पेपर पे रिजेक्ट नहीं हुआ है. हमारा क्लेम ये जारी रहेगा और ये जो प्रोसीजर है होने के बाद हम वापस आएंगे. हम जल्दी इसीलिए आए हैं क्योंकि हमें 24 घंटे की मुदत दी थी.
We go across to the other big story, and that's what's happening at Jawaharlal Nehru University, where students are out today protesting against what's a 300% hike in fees. The HRD minister has said they look at their demands, but this seems a huge hike for many who say there's no question of them being able to study in Delhi at JNU if the fees are hiked. Meanwhile, the other big headline, well, the Monday after the big Ayodhya verdict, the process of trust formation for the Ram Mandir has begun. For more, let's go across to Sanket. Sanket, what are the details you have?
Well, Sonia, the government's not wasting any time now that they have a judgment, a historic one at that, from the Supreme Court, which entrusted the job of this trust, which should be formed in the next 3 months, which will then overlook what to do with that land and what are the contours of the temple going to be. The government has swung into action the very first Monday after the verdict. The information that we are getting is that the trust formation for Ayodhya, a team of bureaucrats, largely from the finance as well as the home ministry, are looking into the judgment for to study the technicalities of the order that has been issued. And they've also tried to get legal opinion from the AG and the law ministry, the attorney general and the rest of the law ministry. They would carry on this process for a full 3 months. That's what we are hearing, because they don't want to take a hasty decision of forming a trust very quickly. The court has told them to take the full 3 months. They're going to study it properly and then go ahead with the formation of the trust.
Thanks so much, Sanket. Well, the other big headline, perhaps now that issue is over, this is what the government needs to focus on, is the economy, where again, the industrial production for September has contracted 4.3% versus the August IIP contraction of 1.1%. 17 out of 23 industry groups show negative growth in September. Also, the manufacture of motor vehicles, trailers and semi-trailers have all shown negative growth of nearly 25%. Also, the auto industry body today released their latest data for October. The auto production is down 26.22%. Domestic sales also down 12.76%. April to October, that now means passenger vehicle sales, are down just over 20%.